You're watching Lindell TV. Lindell TV is pleased to present The Sentinel Report with your host, Alex Newman. Alex has written for a wide array of publications in the United States and abroad. He currently serves as a contributor to Epoch Times and foreign correspondent and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex is the author of several books and has been a guest on countless radio and television programs and is a much sought-after conference speaker. Alex is best known for his reporting and research that has exposed the dangers and agenda of globalism. As the father of five children, Alex is working to defend faith, family, and freedoms from the hostile philosophies and ideas that are contrary to the Bible and the United States Constitution. And now, here is your host, Alex Newman.
Sentinel Report. I'm your host, Alex Newman. Thanks so much for joining us here on Lindell TV or whatever platform you're watching us on. We sure appreciate you. Our Bible verse for today, it comes out of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. It says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Amen. Right? Klaus Schwab and George Soros and Bill Gates and even me, we can make plans, but God will ultimately determine what happens. So praise him for that. We've got some critical news for you. We're going to do a real quick news segment and then go right to our guest, extraordinary individual who's been on the front lines of defending freedom for decades. You're going to be blessed. But before we get there, folks, SentinelReportGold.com, SentinelReportGold.com, 1/4 of a gold standard bullion coin if you get an IRA with gold. And so just as King Charles III of Britain has a crown with the timeless wealth of gold, you can enrich your future with the enduring value of a gold IRA. Like those precious crowns, a gold IRA doesn't tarnish over time. In fact, it shines brighter in economic turmoil. It's a hedge against inflation and stability in volatile markets. This month, the first solid 1/4 of an ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with Charles III's image can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. Can't go wrong with Nova Gold Investments. You can find it at SentinelReportGold.com. That's SentinelReportGold.com. Secure your wealth. Obviously, folks, there are never any guarantees. There's always a risk of losses with all investments. But hey, I've been doing gold for a while and done me well. So, folks, we got some quick news before we go to our guest. Even before we get to that, something very important is going on here. Give me just one moment. So, we have this so-called debt ceiling limit. Very, very shady what's going on here. And I want to share with you guys a little bit of the details about what is going on there. Before I give you some details, though, I want to roll a clip. This is one of Biden's top economic advisors bragging about what they're doing. Watch.
What we are trying to do is preserve those investments, preserve the progress that we have made. And we've done that by essentially locking in the wins that we've gotten over the last 2 years. Look, we have to take a step back and realize that we're now in a period of divided government. Not everybody's going to get everything that they want. That's the reality of governing. But overall, the president has an economic vision. That economic vision is working. And what this deal allows us to do is continue to see that through over the next 2 years and preserve the victories that we've gotten.
All right. Thank you, Republicans. You're going to help Joe Biden preserve the victories that they've gotten. You're going to help him lock in the progressive policies. But you can't make this stuff up, folks. The Republicans are helping Joe Biden lock in their progressive accomplishments, says Joe Biden's top economic advisor, Bharat Ramamurthy. He is the deputy director of the National Economic Council. Folks, this disastrous compromise between McCarthy and Biden, compromise so-called, really just give the Democrats everything, supported by Democrats, rejected by true conservatives, no border security, increase the debt limit by $4 trillion all the way until the end of Biden's first term, thereby giving up all leverage they might have had to actually get something important done. 2-year fake freeze in spending as the IRS funds continue. The repurposed COVID funds keep flowing. Minor work requirements instead of real ones. Preserves all the crony giveaways to Democrat donors and communist China. Upholds the student loan bailouts. Keeps virtually all of the IRS expansion. Folks, this is a joke. And, you know, talking about these cuts that they're doing, these are cuts in projected future spending. It's like me saying, I'm going to buy a billion-dollar yacht and private jet, but I'm going to cut my spending a little bit by only spending $900 million that, by the way, I don't have. It's ridiculous, folks. This is absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, the fact that there are some Republicans out there touting this as a conservative victory, whereas you just saw Biden's own economic advisors are saying this locks in the president's priorities, this locks in their progressive accomplishments. It's really an insult to the American people and certainly to the Republican voters. Speaking of Republican voters, next week, Chris Christie and Mike Pence both plan to announce their Republican presidential bids. I doubt either of them will get very far, but hey, it is what it is. Now, important news, folks. John Strand, he was serving as security for Simone Gold, Dr. Simone Gold, during the protest at January 6th. And he is now being threatened with 6.5 years in prison on various charges. They offered him a plea deal. He refused. The sentencing is going to be tomorrow, so keep an eye out for that. The fake media and even some Republicans are spreading hysteria about a new bill in Uganda that supposedly criminalizes homosexuality. It actually doesn't do that. It does impose the death penalty on people who rape children, on people who willingly infect others with AIDS. And so you can disagree with this bill without misrepresenting what it does. And, you know, many Republicans, unfortunately, are among those who are really going all out on this, as if we don't have any problems in America to deal with. Now, our guest coming up in just a moment is going to talk a little bit more about this. But you all know about the World Health Organization power grab. I've shared this with you. Our guest, among many other things, he'll be up shortly. He's the co-founder of the Sovereignty Coalition. And so the UN, the World Health Organization, is meeting right now. Today's the last day of their big meeting in Geneva. They are plotting a massive, monumental power grab that would purport to grant the UN and the World Health Organization authority over all elements of global health, pandemic response, emergencies, and so much more. Thankfully, the Sovereignty Coalition is building a real powerful network of leaders, organizations, and even lawmakers. I told you last week they had a wonderful press conference. Congresswoman Mary Miller, she and I will be speaking at Charlie Kirk's event next week in Chicago. If you're in town, hope you will come there. Also, Kirk Cameron will be there. It's going to be a wonderful event. But folks, pay attention to the Sovereignty Coalition. We'll have Frank talk a little bit more about it. Got some wonderful organizations, the Eagle Forum, Liberty Council Action, Tea Party Patriots Actions, Women's Rights Without Frontiers, Conservative HQ, Act for America, lots and lots of members of Congress, the best of the best members of Congress. I just did an article about this for the Illinois Family Institute. It's also cross-posted at my website, libertysentinel.org. Folks, this is a major threat to our freedoms. Now, the Washington Post, after ignoring the millions of families that fled the government school system over the last few years, they found a huge, mega important story. They did a big detail story about it. They found one couple that have been homeschooled and decided to send their child to a public school. So this is huge news in the world of the Washington Compost. This is Jeff Bezos of Amazon's personal propaganda machine. And yeah, stop the presses, everyone. Millions of people leaving the system. We don't talk about that. One homeschool family decides to send their children back to public school. And hey, we got to make a big deal about this. Folks, be prepared for a whole lot more attacks on the homeschooling community. I actually just shared this weekend at the Florida Parent Educators Association conference. We had 18,000 people there, shared with them about the threats that are coming to the homeschool movement. They do not want us to maintain our freedom. And so here you see the Washington Post article. And you know what? I think, folks, this is what contributes to the fact that Rasmussen just put out a poll last week showing that 59% of voters say they agree with the sentiment that the media is truly the enemy of the people. And, you know, this is the reason why. The media is just a total joke. They're a total fraud. They lie. They misrepresent. They demonize good homeschoolers, good Christians, and they promote wickedness. And last but not least, before we go to break, folks, I will be speaking Friday morning at a church in Portales, New Mexico. If you're in town, come on by. Saturday, I'll be at a pastor's conference, the Texas Leadership Summit in Houston, Texas. If you are around, if you're a pastor, if you know a pastor, get out there. It's going to be just outside of Houston. I'll be speaking on the purpose of education. Trust me, your pastor will benefit from hearing this. It's going to be a wonderful seminar. There's going to be other speakers. It's going to be huge. So if you can get there, if you're outside of Houston or near Houston, come on by. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Frank Gaffney, author of The Indictment, with huge news about what's going on with Communist China, how to hold them accountable, and how to protect our nation. Stay tuned.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Freedom Project Academy. Looking for a K-12 classical online school built on Judeo-Christian values? FPA is enrolling now for the fall. Request your free information packet at freedomforschool.com. Don't forget to select Alex Newman under the How Did You Hear About Us section when you enroll. Again, that's freedomforschool.com.
Are you worried about spike proteins and how they may impact your health? Are you looking for help? The Wellness Company has an answer in the form of our clean, pure, all-natural spike formula developed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. The Wellness Company's spike formula includes the incredible nattokinase, dandelion root, black sativa extract, green tea, and iris sea moss. Even better, the spike formula by the Wellness Company is vegan, gluten-free, and made right here in the U.S., so you know that you can trust and rely on it if you're concerned about spike proteins. Buying American-made, natural ingredients of this quality separately will cost you over $100. Our spike formula is only $65.99. Get spike formula today by going to twc.health. Sentinel Report users, use the code Newman at checkout for an additional discount. Go to twc.health, promo code Newman, and get peace of mind if you are concerned about spike protein.
Welcome back to the Sentinel Report, folks. I am Alex Newman, your host. Our guest today is Frank Gaffney. He's got a new book out, The Indictment, Prosecuting the Communist Chinese Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. Extraordinary work. Let me tell you a little bit about Frank. He is a highly accomplished individual. His biography is just amazing. We won't have time to go through it all. But among other things, he is the founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy. It's a wonderful nonpartisan organization that champions peace through strength. He's the vice chairman of the Committee on the Present Danger, China. He's also the host of Securing America with Frank Gaffney, a daily television program on the Real America's Voice Network. It's heard nationally as well on the American Family Radio Network. He's got a syndicated Secure Freedom Minute that's heard daily on hundreds of stations nationwide. He also served as President Ronald Reagan's Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy, where he dealt with many of the issues that we are still dealing with today. Frank, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for coming on. Let's talk about Communist China. Now, in your book, you lay out really what are criminal charges against the criminals. Talk about some of the crimes that they have perpetrated against Americans, against the people of China, and how we might eventually be able to hold them accountable.
Well, Alex, let me just say it's a delight to be with you, and I'm so grateful for all the work you do in these spaces as well, and it's a privilege to have a chance to talk with your audience about the ways in which we partner, frankly.
Thank you very much.
I think the key piece of this is really to understand the nature of the Chinese Communist Party, or CCP. It's really not so much a political party or a government as it is a transnational criminal organization. And what we do in the indictment is basically bring charges against the transnational criminal organization doing business as the CCP in nine different respects. The first and I think overarching one are the crimes it's engaged in the nature of crimes against humanity, against its own people and those it's enslaved, the Uyghurs, the Tibetans, the Southern Mongolians, now the Hong Kongers. 100 million or so have perished at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party, and that doesn't take into account the 400 million that they boast of having murdered in the womb. That's an epic scale of, both obviously inhumanity, but also a real reminder that when a government or a party or a transnational criminal organization, as you wish, does those sorts of things to its own people, it will not treat ours better if it can get its hands on us. This informs the other eight of these charges, which basically are, given that it's a criminal enterprise and it claims to have been at war with us back in the late 1990s, two senior colonels in the People's Liberation Army said they were engaged in unrestricted warfare against us. And in May of 2019, the People's Daily, one of the top propaganda arms of the Chinese Communist Party, actually published a declaration of war, people's war, against our country. So for all these reasons, what we're dealing with are eight other war crimes conducted against our people. And I can go through those with you at your leisure.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Frank. And I think that's such an important point to make, that this is not like a government in the traditional sense of the term. This isn't like the government of France or Germany or you know, Paraguay that we're dealing with. This is a group of mass murderers who unfortunately have taken over a gigantic piece of territory. Now, another point that you address in your book, Frank, and I think this is maybe one of the most important things for Americans to understand, is that there are people in our country who have helped them to do this and who continue to help them. Talk a little bit about, and some of these people are you know, powerful in business, in government. Talk about the forces within the United States that are aiding and abetting this transnational criminal organization.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is probably the single most serious of the lines of attack that the Chinese Communist Party has used in their unrestricted warfare against us. They have a term for it. They call it elite capture. Our friend Peter Schweitzer has done a terrific book called Red Handed, in which he really goes through chapter and verse many of those who have been captured, particularly in the public sector, but also in the private sector. Elites of Wall Street, for example, who are responsible for having transferred, by some estimates, $3 to $6 trillion to the Chinese communists and their front companies. We have other business leaders. We have the media elite. We have academics. We have Hollywood as well. And then there's, of course, the public sector, the people in Congress, the people in the executive branch. And alas, the poster boy of them all is, of course, the commander in chief of the United States military, namely Joe Biden, president of the United States.
Yeah, and more of that is coming out, although the average American wouldn't know it because they're not talking about it in the press. But of course, the House Oversight Committee now has documents, smoking gun evidence, that multiple members of the Biden family were receiving huge payments from individuals and entities connected to the CCP. This is so huge, Frank. It's so huge. And I don't think your average American has any sense of how dangerous this all is. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit, but it's a related topic, and that is the United Nations and the World Health Organization. You have talked a lot about this World Health Organization agreement. Today is actually, I think, the final day of the World Health Assembly. And of course, Dr. Tedros, the man who runs the World Health Organization, was put in there with the strong backing of the CCP. How big of a threat are these international institutions like the WHO that in a very real sense have been captured by the CCP and their agents?
Well, this is a prime example of an area where we've been able to benefit from your insights and expertise, Alex. It's an extraordinarily serious problem. As I said, in terms of these other lines of attack, this one goes to the heart of the ambition of the Chinese communists to achieve global hegemony. And this isn't something you have to ferret out. This is very explicitly enunciated by Xi Jinping, the emperor of China at the moment. He has made it clear not only that that's his aspiration, but that he intends to achieve it on his watch. We are, as a practical matter, the only real impediment to the realization of that ambition, and therefore we must be destroyed. And one of the techniques that is particularly insidious, it's not a direct frontal assault as, say, biological warfare which is another of the lines of attack that the Chinese communists have engaged in against us, or chemical warfare, fentanyl, or energy warfare, or economic warfare, political warfare. This is a kind of bank shot. By virtue of the control that the Chinese communists exercise over not just the World Health Organization, but as you've documented, virtually all of the major international entities, many of them under the, you know, overall rubric of the United Nations, but some that are separate from it. But all of them basically have been, in one way or another, taken over by the Chinese. In the case of the World Health Organization, this fellow Tedros Ghebreyesus, the director general of it, is a communist from Ethiopia that was specifically selected by the CCP to run the WHO. Why is that so important? Not so long ago, virtually every American was impacted by the malfeasance of the World Health Organization under Tedros Ghebreyesus. They lied to us about the nature of the virus, where it came from in China. They said it came from nature. It came from a biological warfare laboratory. They said it wasn't transmissible among humans, which was obviously a lie. And worst of all, in a way, they advanced with their strong recommendation the idea that the right way to respond to this pandemic is to do what we've come to know as the China model, how the Chinese communists responded to it in their country, namely by locking the place down, by forcing people to wear masks and otherwise quarantine and take jabs with untested or inadequately tested vaccines. And then, of course, not least, to have a digital passport that confirmed that you were conforming to all of those requirements. That did incalculable harm to the United States of America, both, as you know, economic, of course, but also societal in terms of our freedoms, and to say nothing of the loss of over a million of us, most of them needlessly. So this is the sort of thing that I think is really a prime example of a bill of particulars we call the indictment, and why it must now be prosecuted at a minimum in the court of public opinion.
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more. Well, let's talk about that. We have about 7 minutes left, Frank. This is very disturbing, and I think for people who are not familiar with this, you know, there may even be a sense of terror, a sense of panic. This is a major, I would say, existential threat to our nation. What do we do about it? What should average Americans be doing? What should our state governments be doing? What should Congress be doing to deal with this threat?
Well, that is the real question, isn't it? And it is terrifying simply because this has gotten along so far without our noticing it, without certainly us connecting the dots. The book is intended to draw upon some 70 webinars, which provide real detailed understanding of lots of those dots, the kind of warfare that we've been subjected to, the damage that's been done to us, the costs associated with it. By the way, all of which are listed in the back. There's a QR code for each of them so that you can take them aboard at your leisure. But to your question, probably the single most important part of the book is a list of 20 specific actionable steps that we need to take to try to survive what the Chinese Communist Party has in mind for us, to deter the shooting war that I fear is now in the offing, and to punish them as well as respond otherwise appropriately to what they have done to us in the form of this unrestricted warfare campaign as well. And some of them are pretty obvious. We need to understand the nature of the enemy, point one. Point two, we need to get on a war footing comparable to that the Chinese communists are on. And that's a very ominous sign indeed when they keep talking about a shooting war. Not least, we need to make sure that those who have been working for the Chinese communists, what we call their friends or old friends, as the Chinese call them, are removed from positions of power and influence. You simply cannot expect to prosecute successfully a war, to say nothing of an indictment, if you are led by people who are playing for the other team. And that is the case in too many instances, again, in both the private and especially the public sector, Congress and the executive branch.
Yep, absolutely. It's you know, they brag about this. We've got videos of them bragging about this. And I think a lot of Americans don't understand that the CCP is actually telling people to prepare for war. And in their propaganda films, they make Americans the enemy of their troops. It's truly a very serious situation. Frank, what can average Americans do? People who are sitting home right now watching this, you know, they're not policymakers. They're not in Congress. What are some recommendations that you can give to just average Americans for how they can be useful and make a positive impact when it comes to this threat?
It's a great question, Alex. And as a young man, I was imprinted by what my old boss, as it turns out, did in the run-up to his first election to the presidency. And that is to become deeply knowledgeable himself about what he called that time's existential threat to freedom, namely the Soviet Union. What Ronald Reagan did was he sought a mandate from the American people for a course correction from the kind of appeasement and détente, as they called it at the time, that was empowering that threat and weakening us. Average Americans, by the millions, responded to that call for a mandate for a change by turning out, by voting for, and frankly, also basically challenging others who were also running for office to follow Ronald Reagan's lead. It turned into a tremendous mandate. It became the substance of his policies once president. And the rest, as they say, is history. We need a similar course correction today. I encourage everyone in your audience, first of all, to just take a look at this book themselves. They need to know what we are confronting. And then I hope that they will call it to the attention of elected officials, either prospective or actual, who purportedly represent them. And they need to be challenged to seek a mandate for a course correction as well. This could be a vital turning point. In fact, make all the difference between our success and the preservation of the country we love and our possible crushing defeat at the hands of the worst existential threat in our history.
Yep. And I think the point you made earlier about the way that the CCP has treated the Chinese people, if they will treat their own people in such a savage and barbarous way, imagine how they would treat Americans. It's, yes. You know, it should keep you up at night. Frank, we're down to just a couple minutes left, but are you optimistic that the American people, that our policymakers will rise to this challenge? You know, I know it's very hard to know the future, but your best guess, are people in Congress, are Americans going to rise up, recognize this, and respond appropriately, or have we passed the point of no return?
You know, if you'd asked me 3 years ago, Alex, I might have given you a different answer. I'm sure you're familiar with the old line that conservatives are liberals who've been mugged by reality. Well, an awful lot of Americans have been mugged by the reality of a biological warfare attack against us by people who not only have brutalize their own folks unbelievably, but seek to do even worse to ours. In fact, one of the really chilling discoveries in this book was a quote from the then defense minister of China 20 years ago to a closed meeting of the party cadre, in which he said the instructions to the Chinese illegal biological warfare program from Deng Xiaoping, its former, you know, general secretary, was to depopulate the United States so that it could be colonized by China. That's what they have in mind for us. I think the prospect of that, which we've seen very up close and personal, as they say, with COVID-19, has to have concentrated the minds of our countrymen. I find this book is selling very well, and I think that's partly because people are looking for information to make sense of the various dots that aren't connected yet adequately. But it's a two-step process. And to some extent, it's a chicken and egg, really. We need the American people to be wanting leadership that will contend with this very dangerous threat. And we need leaders to step up and offer to lead in taking the kinds of corrective actions we've talked about in the indictment. I think we've got the makings of it. I, you know, we've just had Memorial Day, and I feel very strongly that those who gave everything to bequeath to us what we have privileged to enjoy here in the way of liberty have essentially required of us that we do the same for our posterity. It's what Ronald Reagan spoke of very eloquently. He said, if we don't do that, Alex, as I'm sure you know, we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was like to live in America when men were free. I certainly don't want any part of that. I know you don't, and I'm sure most of your audience wants to be part of the solution too, not simply admire the problem and go down in defeat.
Yes, sir. Well, Frank, I can't thank you enough for all the work that you have done. Really appreciate you coming on the program today. Thank you for writing this book, and hopefully we'll talk to you again very soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Alex. God bless.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, too. All right, folks, get the book. It's called The Indictment, Prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. And I know there are a lot of things competing for our attention right now, and it seems like we're, you know, on all sides dealing with crises. But, folks, the communist Chinese threat is massive. It's enormous. It's existential. And this is one resource that will help you and your friends and your family and your community and your elected officials understand and react appropriately. Thanks for watching. I'm Alex Newman. This is the Sentinel Report. Stay tuned. Roger Stone will be up next if you're watching us live. Until next time, God bless you all.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Hi everyone, it's Rochelle. Thanks so much for watching Variety On. Please follow all their social media outlets to reconnect. I work with MeHanMD. You can find us at MeHanMD.com. Again, we treat vaccine-injured individuals from the COVID-19 shots with a focus to restore your health and get you well.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value, that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Lindell TV is pleased to present The Sentinel Report with your host, Alex Newman. Alex has written for a wide array of publications in the United States and abroad. He currently serves as a contributor to Epoch Times and foreign correspondent and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex is the author of several books and has been a guest on countless radio and television programs and is a much sought-after conference speaker. Alex is best known for his reporting and research that has exposed the dangers and agenda of globalism. As the father of five children, Alex is working to defend faith, family, and freedoms from the hostile philosophies and ideas that are contrary to the Bible and the United States Constitution. And now, here is your host, Alex Newman.
Well, hello there. I am your guest host today. My name is Dran Rees for the Sentinel Report, Alex Newman. He is traveling today. He's on his way to New Mexico and Texas, and he's going to be teaching at a pastor's conference. So we're always proud of the things that Alex Newman is out there doing. I'm president of a suite of ministries, but most notably, the Salt and Light Council and Public School Exit. These are two passions of mine because they work together to empower both pastors in the body of Christ to take an active role in government and in the education of our children. So what I want to talk about first very briefly before we get to our guest is about the Salt and Light Council and some of our trainings. We are continually training in our website here. We have a suite of ministries. And if you, our ministries are just fantastic. If you go to Salt and Light Council on that logo there, what you will see is that we have some upcoming trainings and we have guest speakers, William Federer. But the most important thing is that we're training people to be activated in government. And that's very important. How do you actually do that? This is the what I hear all the time. People ask this question, how do I get my church involved? This is the answer. We've been doing this for 16 years, all the way since the Proposition 8 battle, which we're going to talk a little bit about back in 2008. And we're in 26 states with 150 ministries, and you and your church can be activated tomorrow. The other passion of mine, which is also a similar passion with Alex Newman, is public school exit. This, we're sick of the indoctrination of our children in the public schools, and you can see that website back on the suite of ministries there when you get a chance. Just click on public school exit. Alex Newman is our executive director. I am the president, and we have partnered with 40 educational reformers throughout America who have a passion for removing our kids from these government indoctrination camps. Some of the advantages to this website are for any pastor, any church, or any parent who's ready to get your kids out. You can use this tool as a resource manual. What we've done is we found the best of the best information in these categories, and we put it on this website. And we do consultation calls every week with anyone who wants to talk with us to know how they can remove their children. And we have answers for all those single parents out there. We have answers for the two-parent families out there. There's no reason to keep exposing our children to this type of indoctrination. And you know all about it. You've heard it before with Alex Newman, what they're doing to our kids with comprehensive sexual education. Why are they teaching this to our children? Transgenderism, comprehensive sex education, Black Lives Matter, Common Core, and basically it's a common dumbing down. So we're just grateful that we have some common interests, and I'm so grateful for Alex. But today we're going to be talking about elections, a little bit outside of my wheelhouse, but it's very important for you to understand from our guest. She's going to have some breaking news, and we are going to hear it first here today on the Sentinel Report, on Alex Newman's Sentinel Report on Mike Lindell TV. My guest is going to be Linda Payne of Election Integrity Project, California. And she will be our guest to talk about her great work. But before we do that, and in the same likeness of Alex Newman, I would like to do a little Bible reading. So I want you to see this description that I've heard of the Bible, and I find it absolutely one of the best descriptions of the Bible, and I hope you're listening, because if you don't read the Bible or haven't read it in a long time, now's the time to pull this Bible out, because of this reason, the Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here, paradise is restored, heaven opened, and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is the grand subject, our good, the design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, and a river of pleasure. It is given you in life, will be opened at the judgment, and will be remembered forever. I apologize. I actually have my dog here. I am so sorry. but it involves the highest responsibility will reward the greatest labor and will condemn all who trifle with its sacred contents. All right, so that's my Bible reading for the moment. And now let's just take a moment to see if I can, I want to go to Ready America right now. Thank you. I want to go to Ready America right now. And I want to talk a little bit about this because Alex Newman, I apologize for that interruption. You know, this is the best of intentions. But meanwhile, what I wanted to tell you about the Bible was it's so important to read it. And please do that in your life, because that description is one of the most profound that I've ever read in my life. So Alex Newman also likes to talk about being prepared for emergency in these trying times, because we have food shortages, we have farmlands that are being bought up by foreign entities. It's really very uncertain the times that we're going into. So I'd like to remind you that you can also be prepared by going to this website, readyamerica.com. They are the leaders in emergency preparedness, and they supply not only the military, FEMA, and they meet humanitarian needs, but it's available for all of you. And one of the specials that we're doing today is that if you go to readyamerica.com/saltandlight to the Shop Now button that you see just a little bit below, that if you scroll down just a little bit there, Logan, you will see Shop Now, and you can receive a 25%. Just click on that and just scroll around in that website there. Look at all the things that you can purchase, and you will get a 25% discount. And by the way, Alex doesn't make any money on this. Neither do we. This is for you, and it's a one-time offer. So please take advantage of that. Go to readyamerica.com/saltandlightcouncil, and then click on the button that that says Shop Now and get prepared for the proper time. All right, now we want to go to our news segment. Alex loves to talk to you about what's happening in the news, and I would like to do that as well. So our first one up today is about the Dodgers. Okay, so the Dodgers have a Pride Night that's coming up, and it's a controversial one because they have invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Okay, come on, people. Even the name is insane. They dress as nuns, and they put on a full face of makeup, so you don't even really know who they are. There are videos of these men in previous events crawling up a wooden larger-than-life cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they use it as a perverted pole dancer. Now, this is outright blasphemy, and I apologize to the Lord God in heaven for this display of perversion. So Clayton Kershaw, one of the players for the Dodgers, he disagreed with the sisters coming to that game, and he said, I don't agree with making fun of other people's religions. It has nothing to do with anything other than that. So I agree, and I can only say that it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of a living God. So the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are focused a little bit too much on below the belt, on displaying sex in public. This event at a major baseball league game is forcing propaganda and politics on fans, and I hope it backfires. They even carry around a sign that says, fight evil with love. I think this is a sign of the end times, and we see evil and we call it good. So what is evil? It's parading sex and forcing it on humanity, dressed up to mock the faith of Jesus Christ particularly. Now the Dodgers have decided that they're going to have a Christian night at the park, and I would say that's a nice offer, but seriously, why display this immorality in the first place? Our next issue, and I believe we might have a slide for this as well, is from the California Family Policy Council. So listen to this. We had Proposition 8. I don't know if all of you are aware, but we fought for marriage between a man and a woman out here in 2008. And it was a tough battle. And we won that battle where they put into the Constitution the words, only marriage between a man and a woman is valid or recognized in the state of California. It's in the Constitution, but here's what's happening, folks. Proponents of the same-sex marriage issue, when we passed the 2015 Obergefell and Hodges that legalized same-sex marriage federally, might just be in threat of being overturned by Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito. And they're calling that ruling into question. And I applaud that, because it literally makes no sense that we're ruling on something like this. So that's why the left is taking action now, because they want to affirm the right to marriage equality. We need to keep Proposition 8 in its place and make the true definition always between a union of one man and one woman as the law of the land for families to flourish and to thrive in society. And our last issue of the day is about, was on CNN, and it's about Meta. Now, Meta is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. Now, they're threatening to remove news from their social media sites in California once again. Remember, we're the poster child in California for what's wrong with America. And I apologize for that in advance. And actually, when Linda Payne comes on, she's going to tell us more about that. But if the state passes this bill, it's going to be requiring big tech companies to pay the news outlets for their content. So Andy Stone from Meta said this is a slush fund that primarily benefits big out-of-state media companies under the guise of aiding California publishers. So this bill was sponsored by Democrat Assembly member Buffy Wicks, and it's going to require all these digital companies such as Google and Facebook to pay local news publishers a journalism usage fee. So whatever their content is posted on a website or social media, which could be even mine as well, they're going to have to pay for that. And then they want to invest 70% of those usage fee profits for journalism jobs. Another great journalism jobs, you know, and our kids are already being indoctrinated even more in that area. So I think that this bill by the assembly members looking for extra money for a never-ending greedy California budget, it's simply censoring once again. And there you go. We are now going to take our commercial break. So stay with us when we introduce our guest, Linda Payne.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Most churches are silent about today's intense culture wars, leaving Christians alone and ill-equipped to stand in the battleground of ideas raging against us. That's why GTI Ministries has created a special bundle of new teaching tools to keep your family, friends, and church from being taken captive by a world at war with our God. We have reformatted our popular You Are What You Think textbook series to synchronize with our Thinking Like a Christian video series, enabling anyone to easily lead others through this life-changing curriculum. Our special bundle also includes new instructor guides for assisting the leader moment by moment, and which also contain discussion questions with answer keys. Go to gtimin.com and click the green banner at the top to receive your special bundle containing all these resources for only $119 for the DVD format or $99 for the streamed or thumb drive style. This series will thoroughly equip you and your family with the truth you need about the battle of ideas being waged against our families and our nation. Go to gtimin.com, click the green banner at the top. You'll be blessed.
Today's episode is brought to you by Freedom Project Academy. Looking for a K-12 classical online school built on Judeo-Christian values? FPA is enrolling now for the fall. Request your free information packet at freedomforschool.com. Don't forget to select Alex Newman under the How Did You Hear About Us section when you enroll. Again, that's freedomforschool.com.
Are you worried about spike proteins and how they may impact your health? Are you looking for help? The Wellness Company has an answer in the form of our clean, pure, all-natural spike formula developed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. The wellness company's spike formula includes the incredible natokinase, dandelion root, black sativa extract, green tea, and iris sea moss. Even better, the spike formula by the wellness company is vegan, gluten-free, and made right here in the U.S., so you know that you can trust and rely on it if you're concerned about spike proteins. Buying American-made, natural ingredients of this quality separately will cost you over $100. Our spike formula is only $65.99. Get Spike Formula today by going to twc.health. Sentinel Report users, use the code Newman at checkout for an additional discount. Go to twc.health, promo code Newman, and get peace of mind if you are concerned about spike protein.
Well, welcome again back to the Liberty Sentinel with Alex Newman. Again, I'm your host, Dran Rees with the Salt and Light Council. And now we're going to meet our guest, Linda Payne. She is an amazing woman and frankly, one of the unsung heroes out here in California for this entire election integrity issue that we have all across America. We just don't trust our elections, but that's what they do. What they do is they built a website. It's EIP-CA.com. And this is where any citizens here in the United States, US citizens, can volunteer to get out there and be poll observers and ensure the integrity of fair and honest elections in California, Nevada, and Arizona. So Linda's going to have some breaking news for us, but we're not going to tell you about it yet. We're going to leave that towards the end. But for now, welcome, Linda. How are you?
Thank you, Dran. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you. And Linda, please tell everybody how you got started. What prompted you to be one of the forerunners in election integrity?
Well, you know, back in 2009, people all over California began waking up to the fact that laws were being passed that nobody supported. And when we tried to remove legislators, we just couldn't do it. No matter what, they always won. So in 2010, we decided to go to the polls and sort of have a look-see and find out how the process worked. And we were so shocked that four of us from SoCal Liberty Coalition got on a call with an election law attorney and talked to her about it. The bottom line is she said they already knew there was a problem in California, but politicians and legislators could not fix it. It would have to be fixed by citizens. It would have to be a nonpartisan effort. And it'd be a long-term goal. So we hung up with her and the four of us said, well, if not us, then who? This is the same old, you hear that all the time. If not now, when? If not us, who? And we had that call in November. We launched the company in December 2010.
You know, I remember the day when you launched the company as well, because I think all of us jumped in at the same time. It was during the time of the Tea Party and we were all just, our minds were blown. That, you know, we actually elected Obama to office, not sure that as to who this person was. But as part of your journey, you got some education from someone we all know very well, Catherine Engelbrecht. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, in our observing the 2010 election, just to learn what was going on, we were so shocked, and having a call with the attorney, we hung up with her and I called Catherine Engelbrecht just to see if I could leave a voicemail. Well, she actually answered the call. And I let her know that we had gone to the polls across the state of California just to have a look-see. And we knew we were in trouble. So she invited me to come to her January training for Texans. And I did. I flew out and met several Californians thinking of the same thing throughout the state. So after learning what they were doing in Texas and hearing Catherine's message clearly, is that every state needs to have a program of their own because every state election laws are different. So bottom line, we came home from hearing what she had to say and we began working on putting together Election Integrity Project California. We launched December 2010 and began working hard in 2011 with researching the voter rolls, just like everyone after 2020, that was the big thing, was finding out the voter rolls. But we went on from there to study the laws, the state and federal laws, and to understand policies and procedures and regulations and all the pieces that have created California's election system. And really, we're pretty shocked at what we were seeing.
And I appreciate everything that you've done, because these state laws that we've been seeing, they've been passing. You know, we're in a state where we have 91 Democrats, I believe it is, to about 26 Republicans. They could just about pass any bill that they want, unless the citizens step up and step forward and make their voice heard. And generally, when it comes to laws like this, since they introduce over 2,700 bills a year, we can't keep up with all of them. So when you came back from your training with Catherine Engelbrecht, what was your first step? And I know you did a lot of driving.
Well, the first step is we realized we had to have a training program in place, and we had to have citizens in every county who would take the training about the laws, go to the polls, observe a document. The amazing thing that's different about California and 20 other states, we have laws in California that give us the right, the lawful authority to observe the entire election process without being connected to a political party. And going back to what the attorney had said, this has to be a nonpartisan effort. We were able to do that because California law allowed it. And so we, one of my board members and I met with one of the attorneys, and the only thing being done in California for observation was the attorneys for the parties. So we met with her, she gave us her template for how they train attorneys, and we took that template and built our statewide observer program. And in the last 13 years, we've trained over 20,000 California citizens to observe the election process in 43 out of 58 counties.
Wow, that's amazing. You mentioned also that you met with over 2,400 groups. I really don't know how you did that. And you mentioned earlier that you went through three cars. I want people out there to know that you put everything into this. You put your life, you put your fortune, you put your sacred honor, which is what we're all supposed to do as citizens of America, really. But you did it all. So when you met with all those groups, what was your goal? What was your purpose?
Well, you know, we learned early on when we started the company that we couldn't get traction on social media. Facebook and Twitter were quashed immediately. And so we knew the only way to do this was for me to drive and meet with people in person. And I met with citizens from Siskiyou County up in the north, all the way down to San Diego, the Bay Area, counties along the Nevada-Arizona border, and all through Central Valley. And my main message was, how many of you believe our election's honest? Nobody would raise their hand. We thought in the southern counties we were the only ones having trouble, but as I drove throughout the state for 11 months, I learned that everyone in every county were seeing the same thing. And so I asked if we could put together a program to train citizens in California's election laws and processes and have us go out, observe, and document exactly what's happening so that we can address it. How many of you would be involved, would be willing? And whether the group was 50 or 150, 50 to 75% of every person in that room raised their hand and said they would do it. So we began the sign-up sheet. And as we were building the ship, we had to be able to get the crew on board, so to speak. And so by the time we came to the 2012 election, we had trained 2,400 citizens and trained them to go to those polls and observe. And what we learned in 2012 was pretty shocking about where the problems were in California's election process.
Well, what did you learn? And by the way, I'm one of the trainees, and I went out and did it because I wanted to see what was happening. And I found all sorts of issues at the locations, polling locations. And I know I had a lot of incident reports. So what, you know, and a lot of impersonations. So we're going to have about six more minutes available. So let's get to what the most important things that you want to. But this check-in procedure, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what we saw beginning in 2012 was California had a law to protect voters from being impersonated at the poll. It was a simple check-in process where voters had to state their name and address. And in the counties where we observed, we saw the same pattern happening, where in the morning, people would come to the local polling location, take down the street index, and start writing down name and addresses on pieces of paper, 3x5 cards, you name it. And then in the later part of the afternoon, about 4-ish, we would see in those same polls a flood of people carrying pieces of paper with a name and an address on it. And they would go through the check-in procedure, never say one word, just hand that piece of paper to the clerks. So our observers were all calling us, and we were calling the registrar saying, your clerks are not following the law. They're letting people not check in properly. They ignored it. So by the end of 2012, we knew that the problem was serious, because in California in 2012, California cast 40% of all provisional ballots nationwide. And that's because the people who were impersonated at the polls, some would go to vote, were told they'd already voted, so they had to vote provisionally. We knew that this was not an accident. By 2012, we knew citizens were not voting to destroy the state. We knew that there was a serious problem with being able to manipulate the election process.
Yeah, this impersonation is a felony, if you, I believe, and these people need to be prosecuted. I think we're going to jump ahead. I want to make sure we get to everything that's necessary here, but there's a lot of groups involved in the election integrity issues, and we know all of them. But these Dominion voting machines, they can be manipulated. But they won a lawsuit, and Tucker Carlson was fired as part of the deal, apparently. So what's going on here?
You know, the big challenge with the machines, we researched the machines in 2019 and identified all the same things that everyone else did.